earlier this week, I think it was Tuesday night, you played an I-70 conference game, and you knock off Concordia 68-54. I know Brett Cooper has a good team over there, so that was a nice win for your boys.
Yeah, it was nice to get that conference win, and we played well, and we were able to close it out in the fourth quarter.
Kind of talk about the game. So you closed it out in the fourth quarter. Was it a close game throughout, or were you guys in control most of the way?
It was a close game throughout. We had a 12-point lead for, I'd say, midway in the second half, and then they cut it back down to four in the fourth quarter. And then we'd stretch it back out, and then they'd cut it back down, and then we were able to cap it off at the end in the last 3 minutes or so in the fourth.
Well, and I think I'm looking at your sheet here. It looks like you're 2-0 in conference play. I know you won the I-70 conference tournament back before Christmas. Then you got a nice win over Lone Jack, 59-31, then that win over Concordia. But more importantly than that, you guys undefeated on the season. So, boy, you're having a good year over Crest Ridge, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a good start to the season. I mean, we're halfway through. We have a couple of tough games coming up, a tough little stretch, especially in conference. We have some conference teams that have been playing pretty well, and we have a big school in Lexington, and then next week, and then we have Sherwood as well. So we'll kind of figure out where we are and kind of what we need to do to get better.
Brent, talk about some of the key players on your team that have launched you out to that perfect record so far. Who's playing well for the Crest Ridge Cougars?
Cole Schmidley, he's leading us with 19 points, averaging almost 4 steals, 4 assists, and 4 rebounds. And then we have August Haper, who's been playing well of late, last couple games. He's averaging almost 12.5 and 3 steals per game. And then we have Will Taylor, he's averaging about 13 and 6 boards a game. And then we also have David Siegfried, he's in double figures. So we have a lot of spread out in the points. We got 4 people in double figures. Everybody's kind of doing what they do well. So they're complimenting each other nice so far this season.
I've heard a lot of people talk about Cole Schmidley. I've had people say he's one of the best players around.
Yeah, I think he's a really great player. He's smart. He knows what I want to do. He can run the offense and get the kids in the right spots throughout the game. And he's a really great passer. I think he might be a little underrated in that. I think he's one of the better passers around as well, and then he can also shoot it. But he's been playing really well so far this season.
When you were supposed to play Wellington Napoleon tonight over at Wellington, that's a tough place to play, and Coach Bill Hughes doing a good job of that team. But that game, I guess, weathered out. And like you just said a minute ago, you got 2 road games next week. You go to Lexington. Looks like that's a Tuesday night game. Then on Thursday, you head to Sherwood.
Yeah, it'll be. I mean, we've had a lot of home games so far. The conference tournament was at Crest Ridge, so these 2 road games, kind of see if we can grind a couple wins out here this week. Lexington, I know they have some nice players, and Sherwood's off. I think they only have 1 loss on the season. Maybe I might be wrong on that, but it'll be 2 tough games for us, kind of see where we are.
Hey, Brent, appreciate the call. Like I say, you guys are off to a great start. We want to follow the Crest Ridge Cougars all year long. Tell Coach Katie Woolsey of the girls to give us a call, too. And good start for you. And, again, thanks for the call, and good luck next week.
All right, thank you. You have a good night.
You too. That's Brett Beeler, head coach of the Crest Ridge Cougars. They knock off Concordia on Tuesday night, 68-54. Let's